specifically for these new consumer operating systems, it's for consumers, it's a lot about turning off a lot of the features that they'd like to use, disabling Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, things like that, so that this device is as secure as possible and that there are fewer attack vectors coming in or ways to get information in or out. Essentially, on good side, our technology is fairly unchanged. We've worked, in this case, with Dell on a set of APIs that allow us to meet the hardening guideline standards specifically on the Android platform.
Now, as you alluded to, this is one device, the Streak 5, made by Dell, who I think not everybody thinks of as a smartphone manufacturer, first and foremost. You want to tell us how that relationship with Dell came about and why the Android approval is limited to that one device for now?
Sure. With regard to Dell, they are in the mobile game in a pretty significant way. They have the Streak, they have the Venue, they have tablet devices, so there is a pretty wide offering. And when it comes to Android, you're talking about the operating system and its neutrality, so to speak, on a variety of devices. The question really becomes the form factor and the capabilities on those devices. In this case, Dell had been talking for a long time with the Army that it expressed a lot of interest in the Streak device specifically for its Gorilla Glass and slightly larger format, could still fit in pockets. So there was a lot of interest a little while back when this started with the Streak device. But Dell's going to be able to bring new devices on, its Venue device and eventually its tablet device, given that many of them operate on the same underlying operating system. Much of this came from Dell's sort of long-standing relationship with the U.S. DoD and their interest in using some of their devices.
Is it fair to say that the reason Android is getting approved first is the openness, the fact that you and Dell, your hardware partners, can get down into the guts and make the modifications you need to?
That's absolutely right. That hasn't happened as quickly with the iOS platform. Apple's made incredible progress in terms of continuing to strengthen, harden that operating system and that device all up. But the ability to meet the guideline was a lot easier when you've got an open operating system and you've got a willing device manufacturer to work with a company like ours. We can quickly plug those holes and provide the DoD precisely what it wants in a much faster time frame.
Can you talk at all about how big you expect this deployment to be? Do you know on your side yet how many of these devices using your software might be deployed in the early stages?
Well, there's a little bit of a chicken and the egg here. There are about 80,000 licenses in the Army today that could be used for these devices, for the secure Android devices. I'm certain that some they'll want to hold out for the iOS dig. There's a lot of interest as well in iOS devices, the iPad, the iPhone also. But the good licenses could be used on any approved STIG platform that comes forward. There will be interest in other components of the DoD for sure, outside of just the Army, and we're already starting to see a lot of that now that there's a STIG in place and they can use Android devices. It's difficult at this stage to gauge exactly, given that this was just published like a week ago. But
sure.
We're starting to see a lot of increased demand, and I'm sure Dell is too.
You mentioned earlier that the biggest part of this process is just disabling features, locking the device down. Once that entire process is done, what do you have left? Is this basically just an email client, or what else do you have once the security processes have been put in place?
No, you still have a lot of the functionality on the device. It's not locked down so badly that it just becomes a brick, but in terms of being able to access your email as you would day in and day out, that's a pretty big deal. And there are a lot of collaboration capabilities that come with good software. So the ability to put more productivity in the hands of a warfighter was really what we were shooting for initially. And that's what we're going to be able to do with less expensive consumer devices that are out there.
And then the issue of the physical common access card, that's been an issue I know that some users have complained about before, having to have a sled attached to the device to read your PKI credentials off of the card. Have you guys solved that bulky extra hardware problem yet?
Well, I think many in the DoD would like to solve that bulky extra hardware problem once and for all, and hopefully will go in that direction as an industry with something like near field communication or other technologies in the not too distant future. For today, the guidelines are still pretty clear, and we do require that there is a CAC reader, and we've worked real closely with a company that's based in the Baltimore area, BAL, and they've designed a CAC reader that works with both the Android devices and with the iOS devices that is NSA approved. It's a Bluetooth-based device so that you can use the Android native Bluetooth, and with iOS, there's a little dongle that attaches to the bottom of the iOS device that allows you to insert your CAC card into the reader and authenticate.
You know, it seems to me that one of the challenges in this space is always that the technology moves so much more quickly than the government security approval process does, understandable as that is. Is there a path forward from here that you can see that will let your company and others get the latest and greatest stuff into the hands of DoD users without, you know, being a version or two behind where the commercial or consumer marketplace is at?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head here with regard to the process, and it's a balance. And for us, we respect the fact that security is paramount, and we want to make sure that the integrity of information passing on the different types of networks is maintained. I don't necessarily mind going through the process that the DoD has. I think all of us would like to see it go a little bit faster. But when you are going to open up the Department of Defense to allow use of commercial operating systems on mobile devices, you do want to take your time and make sure that you've looked through all of the different potential areas of risk.